It's been 3 decades since White Castle Building Number 8 served its last hamburger, but building owner Pat Fitzgerald says people still show up looking for a slider, White Castle's signature square-shaped burger.
People once a week, once a month, knocking on the door, seeing that the parking lot was empty and thinking they could get a quick lunch in, you know, coming in and asking, where's the food? Can we order food?
And it's no surprise. The gleaming white 1936-era building is hard to miss in this South Minneapolis residential neighborhood.
It definitely has a style, that's for sure. It certainly isn't shy.
Fitzgerald says the early White Castle Corporation designed its restaurants to look like the Chicago Water Tower.
Castle architecture with the parapets and the battlements and the turrets and the old stained glass windows.
And they were also constructed using a new method with rolled steel and porcelain. Only 55 castles were made between 1928 and 1942. Building number 8 is one of the last to still survive. Kneeling on the floor in the middle of what used to be the dining room, Fitzgerald shows off the 1936 building plans.
This showed the layout configuration when it was located on Central Avenue.
She says the prefab building was designed in panels to be portable, and that's how White Castle No. 8 got to its current location. South Minneapolis is its third home. It first opened on Washington Avenue, and in 1950, White Castle moved it to Central. And that's where it stayed until the 1980s, when the building was threatened with demolition. But a new owner rescued it, loaded it onto the back of a truck, and brought it to Lyndale. Since then, it's housed a jewelry store and accordion shop, among other businesses. And while no sliders are for sale, the small building still looks the same as it did in the last century. Fitzgerald takes me outside to show me the White Castle's 4 unique exit doors.
This would have been the parking lot on Central. So in, out, in, and then another one that went into the back kitchen area, probably out to a dumpster space. And you can see here the stainless steel detailing. Where you see this panel right here used to say White Castle, burgers 5 cents.
She says the restaurant was designed to make eating out convenient. At the time, it was a revolutionary concept. And as the trend caught on, an industry was born. Over the next few decades, new chains took advantage of new technologies to standardize food production and serve more fast, cheap meals to more people. But in 1921, White Castle was a pioneer. The company opened the first modern fast food restaurant in Wichita, Kansas. And as you can tell from the name, White Castle Building No. 8 was the Twin Cities' 8th original White Castle building. Standing near what would have been the kitchen, historian Sabra Waldfogel says White Castle founders wanted their restaurants to look as sanitary as possible.
Like a hospital, almost.
The style, she says, was part of an effort to convince potential customers that frozen hamburger patties were safe to eat. It hadn't been long since Upton Sinclair's famous book, The Jungle, sparked widespread fears about meat safety.
Waitresses were dressed almost like nurses in white uniforms with white caps. So bringing it back to being brilliantly white like this is really bringing it back to its origins.
The cleanliness campaign was a success. America's perception of meat changed for good. Time magazine even named the White Castle slider the most influential burger of all time. Waldfogel is opening a new antique store in the White Castle space. But don't worry, the outside will continue to be a White Castle. The facade is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. For KFAI, I'm Jess Mador. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.